It's now 4 days since U.S. officials raised the terror alert level to orange or high alert for parts of New York City, northern New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. Since then, Americans have heard often conflicting information about the al-Qaeda threat. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge warned about alarming and specific intelligence about surveillance of financial centers, then admitted that much of it was 3 or 4 years old. Meanwhile, there are reports of al-Qaeda members being captured in Pakistan and Britain, and questions about whether those arrests are part of a new global campaign to disrupt terrorist organizations. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is following all of this and joins us now. Mary Louise, let's start with what we know about the intelligence that led to the threat level being raised here in the U.S.
Here's what we know. Here's the timeline. On Sunday, officials came out and raised the threat alert to orange, as you say. We were told that was because of very chilling, detailed information found on a laptop in Pakistan. Then early this week, sort of late Monday, early Tuesday, it came out that a lot of that information was in fact several years old, dating back to 2000 or 2001, although at least one file was updated in January of this year. Then by sort of midweek, by late Tuesday and yesterday, officials were saying they in fact had all along a second current stream of intelligence that corroborated the stuff coming off of the laptop and that pointed specifically to possibility of an attack in New York and was talking specifically about August and September. And they said you take both of those things, you weigh it against this sort of general ongoing chatter that something might be up to try to disrupt elections. And they say, you know, it would have been irresponsible not to inform the public, and that nobody who has seen all of the different threads of intelligence is saying anything otherwise.
Much of this information came from a laptop that was found in Pakistan. What do we know about the fellow who owned that laptop?
This is a man named Mohammed Naeem Noor Khan, who was arrested last month in Lahore. He has been described to me as a mid-level player in al-Qaeda, but his laptop, which was the source of all of these documents, was, of course, hugely significant. We're told that he is cooperating with interrogators, has helped lead Pakistani authorities to other al-Qaeda players, and this morning Pakistani officials came out and said they have rounded up, just in the past few weeks, some 20 suspected al-Qaeda terrorists.
And meanwhile, British police have arrested a dozen men in anti-terror raids, and the London papers are full of stories about a plot against Heathrow Airport.
Right. On Tuesday of this week, British authorities arrested 13 men. They've since let one of them go, so they've got 12 now that they're questioning. A lot of questions in particular about one of them, named Abu Isa al-Hindi. Mr. al-Hindi is described as the sort of ringleader, and there are a lot of questions about whether he has been in contact, perhaps with some of these men subsequently captured in Pakistan, whether he, in fact, had access to all of these documents on the laptop in Pakistan. A U.S. official today described al-Hindi to me as an operations guy, not a sort of senior mastermind, but not at the bottom of the heap either. So certainly someone significant and someone who U.S. officials are interested in questioning. The Heathrow rumors apparently stem from reports that there were photos and descriptions of Heathrow Airport, again, on this laptop that was found in Pakistan. I spoke this morning with officials at Scotland Yard and at the British Home Office trying to track this down. They're tight-lipped, as you might expect, but emphatic that there's no imminent threat against Heathrow, that people should carry on flying as normal.
And the British equivalent of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, have they raised the terror threat level there?
No, they are keeping things as are. They say they're at a heightened level, as they have been for a while.
So what to make of all this? Is there a connection between the events in Britain, Pakistan, and the U.S.?
That is certainly the big question that we're all trying to answer. What I can tell you is that there certainly is intelligence sharing going on between the U.S. and U.S. allies. I was able to confirm today that the CIA was involved in capturing Mr. al-Hindi in Britain, and we're also told that he is providing useful information and that U.S. officials have access to that. Whether this is some sort of perfect storm of counter-terrorist operations unfolding globally, it's very difficult to say. One official today told me it would be nice to be able to fold all of this into a nice, neat little package and tie it up, but that's not necessarily the case. Another one said, you know, common sense tells you it's unlikely that absolutely everyone just happened to get lucky right now, and that, in fact, there probably are some threads that tie all of this together.
Mary Louise, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.